This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I tried to imagine which one of them was going to be 18 soonest.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedians Lucas Prom and Ronnie Taylor, with Sophie Tomey on the news, and now your host, not high on mushrooms, Deese Casillas.
Malav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming back for another great episode. We are not high on mushrooms this week. So, but we are going to do a little bit of show for you. Jeremy is not in studio this week. Okay, settle down, guys. I know. It's fine. I know. You're all excited. He's not. It's fine. He's out there taking care of his kids. I'm using air quotes. I've still never met him. But we do have Sophie Tomey as usual in the house. Sophie, how you doing?
I'm doing so good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. And Ronnie Taylor in studio. Ronnie, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. Thank you for coming. Lucas Prom also is in, he is near the building. He's entered the building. Here he is. Did we close that door? Thanks. With you on the other side, though. zing. Lucas Ray is just doing some day trading out there on the phone. He's sell.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, cryptocurrency guy. He's on the dark web over there. We're gonna do a little bit of a truncated episode this week. Just give you a little something because we are gonna go see the movie Us, and I think it's gonna be a movie. There's probably beginning credits, some end credits. Some stuff happens in between. I heard there's black people in it. That's okay, I guess.
No comment.
The one on your
the
left.
One plugged in. The one that is plugged in.
So, so we're going to go do that, but we want to at least hang out with you for a little bit. So we got about like 40 minutes, so we're going to just talk and do some news. I had a fun day. Thank you. Good, you're here.
Here.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Get closer to that bad boy, though.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's fucking nice.
I can't hear me.
Be better if the fucking ladies weren't here. Yeah. Keep chilling, killing my vibe with you,
we
man.
Oh, we can leave.
No, it's fine.
No. No. Yeah.
Are you guys sure you can hear me?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
also,
I can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are my headphones on?
Yes. Your headphones, you might be on the... I can hear you. You're definitely being recorded. by Washington State Live.
Okay. Well, so, I can't hear me. So.
Oh, okay. It's just the headphones. You can try and switch headphones, but I think you're fine. I can hear you. So, here's the thing that always happens to me. And it happens to me regularly because this is something I do regularly. But I was reminded in the worst way ever that I ate asparagus for dinner last night. It's the sneakiest thing. I don't know why it happens, but every time I eat asparagus, like I wake up next morning and be peeing in the shower. And I'm like,
well,
is
this rehearsed?
I pee in the shower every morning, but I'm not rehearsing for a bit. I'm just what I do.
Know,
so
as your house sitter, I don't want to know that.
Okay.
As the guy that hangs out in your bathtub, yeah. I do want to know that.
You can pee in my shower. It's okay. I clean it. So
hard pass.
Women can't pee in the shower.
Yeah, they can. Right, they can have allowed. To sit down. God said they have to sit down.
They,
that's how we take showers.
They get to
too.
Sit on the ridge, and it just gets everywhere.
Yeah,
it
just sprays everywhere. It's one of those food. Like, I don't understand why asparagus is that one thing where when I eat it, I'm just like, oh my god, what? Where? I don't remember being in Thailand. And then I'm like, oh wait, I just had asparagus for dinner.
Are you feeling something physically?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's.
It's supposed to be like a smell.
Do entire pieces so of I've asparagus read. Come yeah. out? Is that what happens?
Does what?
Do entire pieces of asparagus
yeah.
come out?
Yes.
If you're a man, yes. I've never eaten a vegetable, definitely not an asparagus. So I don't know. This is all just speculation.
Right. It's also, have you ever had beets? Beets will make you think you're dying. You've got bowel cancer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Beets is like actually used in a ton of food. Like as a coloring.
Yeah.
So I guess like I've actually been slipped beets.
Oh man, you got slipped a beet? Were you hanging out with Cardi B?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She robbed me. She took my chapstick.
Yeah, she took your.
That's all I have.
Is that a thing? Also, you. Why? I feel like I can hear myself in the room, but not like in the actual microphone.
I can definitely hear you too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was the same thing that was going on.
Yeah, I can definitely hear you both.
Headphones are. I mean, this whole podcast was like, it was like the Easy Bake Oven of podcast sets. He got this for Christmas.
Yeah,
he's got a 12-watt light bulb that keeps this thing going.
This
he was like,
in a box.
For Christmas, I want state-of-the-art podcast equipment. And the mensch on the bench was like, the best I can do is the Easy Bake Oven set.
Did you just call it a ninch on the bench?
The mensch on the bench.
Oh, my God. Like the elf on the shelf.
No, well... yeah,
is this like a recurring thing on the podcast?
So okay, the mensch on the bench, first of all, I'd like to know where we got the mensch on the bench. I think we talked about it the other week, but the mensch on the bench,
you can't make this shit up. And you put him on another bench. He's on a bench in a box on a bench.
Why does he have blue eyes? Isn't that like the whole?
Oh yeah, he's a blue
eyed
devil.
Why would you even bring
should
that
I not
up?
Have
different? Yeah, I mean, he
is
just
we edit
a blue
that out.
Eye.
We don't want to talk about that.
I think they're gorgeous.
Where we got this, and again, you can't make this up. This guy, we got the mensch on the bench on clearance at Barnes & Noble after Christmas.
What section was it in?
Just like a box. It was just like a. It was like a donation box.
The,
it was about
the mensch
to...
on the bench section. Yeah. it's in like forgotten.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is something like somehow along the way, Amazon has made Barnes & Noble just like the new Spencer's, where it's just like sells this random crap.
That's a good point.
Nobody wants.
I feel like the listeners of this podcast are probably just thinking that it's not even the social hour anymore. It's just the hour that we talk about the mensch on the bench.
Right. So,
listeners.
You need a new song. Yeah.
We have a reoccurring bit. Where we've done it a couple times. We want to do it more often. Where people make a wish to the mensch on the bench, and then we offer them a cheaper version of that wish.
We should do that. We should do that, Do
you want to make a wish to the mensch on the bench, Ronnie?
But
Lucas looks like he has a really good wish.
True.
It can come true.
You don't know that. You don't know that, Lucas.
You,
if you mention it.
No pun intended.
All right. I think way too many mensch puns. Okay.
Do you want to make a wish to the mensch?
No, Ronnie should go.
She said you should.
You can't pass the buck if I already passed the buck.
It's not a hot potato.
This isn't a white elephant.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not a hot gefilte fish. You gotta.
I wish that I had a beautiful singing voice.
You wish you had a beautiful singing voice.
And not just a beautiful bedroom voice.
You know what we can offer you? That's probably not going to happen, but we can give you an opportunity to sing karaoke at Crave.
Okay. Or make it to where my voice is ruined like someone who sings that would have a beautiful voice.
Right, like Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Sure.
The first person you think of.
Wait, are we roasting Miley Cyrus right now? Because she seems like a lovely lady.
I actually have a weird crush on Miley Cyrus.
It's not weird. She's hot.
She's like dirty hot, which is hot.
It's so weird because celebrities go through this. This is a thing I was thinking about. It's like Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, like a lot of celebrities go through that, like where it they're liked by a certain group, and then it's just
you can
cool
it,
to hate
Asians.
Him. Yeah, and then it's just cool to hate him. And that was the thing. And people, like, hated Justin Bieber. And Miley Cyrus, it was like Hannah Montana. And that was, like, that was the thing to do. You didn't even know why. And then now she's, like, regarded as, like, no, Miley's actually cool. Like,
I don't know if cool's like, the word I'd use.
Or a great, or like... it's got a big heart, or
was naked in a video. I think that's what the word. That's the phrase.
She's not Hannah Montana anymore. That's all she wants you to know. Like Justin Bieber getting 4,000 tattoos in like 2 months to say like, hey, I'm not 13 anymore.
Right, I'm 17 and banging.
Yeah, we
Ireland
can tell.
Baldwin or Haley Baldwin or whoever the fuck.
Ireland.
It doesn't. There's an Ireland Baldwin. Maybe that's Alec Baldwin's daughter. Haley Baldwin is
there,
like.
There
like,
is an Ireland. It's like Ireland or Irish.
I think it's Ireland. That is Alec Baldwin.
The most Irish name of all time to just name your child Ireland.
I think the name Irish is actually kind of cool.
Irish. Yeah, if you're like a guy, if you're like big Irish J. But who's this? Is my fiance
my new,
Irish?
That's my new stage name. It's just like to go along with Big J Okerson.
I think there is big. There's Big Irish J.
Big Irish J.
There's
Big J Okerson.
What's his name? There is a guy, Jay Hollinsworth. Big.
Oh yeah.
He's just Big J.
Yeah, that's
not
big
Irish J.
Like Big J.
I think the Irish is implied.
Yeah.
He listens to a lot of House of Pain.
Oh, that's very specific. It's interesting when someone listens to a lot of a one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder?
Yeah. Technically, House of Pain is a one-hit. I'm sorry. I didn't know that
you
were such a House of
Pain. You guys can't see this, but Deese is giving Lucas the opposite of bedroom eyes right now.
Which is bathroom eyes.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Well,
I'm sorry
House
to call
of Pain.
Them. Technically, Jimi Hendrix is technically a one-hit wonder. So
how is Jimi Hendrix a one-hit?
Because he only had like one top 40 hit, and it was
no,
yeah, or a number one hit. However they do it.
I think a one-hit wonder is more like the Aquabats.
Yeah, or House of Pain.
I'm
Spin Doctors.
Okay.
This
podcast has been cut short. The Spin Doctors.
This podcast sponsored by Coors Light.
So that was on purpose. I thought it was by accident, and then you just sold it at the end, and I'm like,
no,
nice.
Sophie,
I try to make it come through.
Take another drink.
Okay.
Do you have some?
Hold on.
Do you have sound effects?
Oh, my chest.
Do we have
I got some in my
Wait,
chest.
Lucas, what did you ask?
Sound effects.
Do we have sound effects?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. so you have a sound bite
really
of Sophie? Perfect. Perfect.
Many.
So next time
After
she goes
last
to
episode,
drink.
We could. Yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't even pulled them all. These are just some of the ones I pulled from last episode. Let's see. This is.
Now let's bomb the shit out of it. I was talking about the moon, okay?
Why would you want to bomb the shit out of the moon?
I don't, but some guy said we did.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. It sounds like Sophie's here right now.
The what?
Those sound bites are so crystal clear.
What was this?
Realistic.
I don't remember.
Yeah, very realistic. Wait, who just
Was after she wanted to get into a fight.
You're going to get in a lot of fights in bowling alley parking lots. By the time I got out there, my fighting skills were ridiculous.
I don't know.
That was the superhero.
Oh, yeah, and then...
Am I talking too much? Am I overstepping? Always.
That's perfect. That encapsulates.
So again, Sophie, if you didn't listen to the last episode, definitely listen to the last
one. But no, God, if you didn't listen to the last one, I just want to apologize in advance.
Why?
For my laughing.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
It was so, I wanted to kill myself. That was the whole thing.
That should have been a sound bite, actually.
I thought that was.
You're freaking Lucas and I out. We don't know what's real anymore. I
keep looking at different parts of the room, hoping like something will explode. Is it dementia on the bench? All right, that'll just be the rest of the podcast. Just an endless loop, please. An endless loop.
Set it on a timer every 30 seconds.
You don't even know which one is actually Sophie.
I really don't.
Yeah, it's confused. Sophie, okay, Sophie, you do it, and then we're going to have the computer do it, okay?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's have the computer do it.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's hard to tell which one is which. That's almost the same.
That's exactly the same.
Okay, let's try it.
Wait,
okay,
there's subtle differences.
This is Sophie doing it in live time.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And now here's from the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard to tell the difference.
The second one's way more. Like it just seems robotic. Like,
so close. It's so
Wait, close your eyes and really focus.
Yeah, let's. Okay, everyone, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay.
Why would I need to
close your eyes?
Yeah, let's close it. And
I'm looking at you.
Okay. It's a podcast.
Okay. And Here's Sophie in live time.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. And then here's from the last week.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can almost lay them over each other. It's pretty amazing.
Sophie, it's amazing how consistent you are with that. Yes. That should be your slogan on stage. Like your Hamburger Jones.
Oh, yeah. If I ever make t-shirts, that's all I'll say. Uh-huh.
That's her hamburger. That's her.
I just have to know, Lucas. Do you really think I actually did any of those just now?
No.
Okay. Thank God.
I was trying to figure out, Sophie,
what did you ask Lucas?
Hey, Lucas, do you think I did any of those right now?
Right. Uh-huh. Wow, that Lucas, you sound just like Sophie, too. It's getting so, it's hard to even tell. I don't know.
Hey, Ronnie, are you here? Uh-huh. Okay, that's probably enough.
I was trying to figure out if I should go with it just for the bit. And, like,
it's not a bit. This is real life.
Okay. Fine.
It really confused me.
Okay, Sophie, did you find some news?
I found a news page that...
Is it BBC?
It's not BBC this time.
Hold on. So what we need... Are you going to rap for us this time?
Oh, fuck.
A rap?
Let's just play the recording in the next time.
Do you have the recording with you?
Yeah.
Or I might be able to play it. No, I can't play it from my phone. Can you email it to me or message it to me so I can play it through the computer?
This is
Like send it to me via Messenger.
Okay.
This is riveting, guys.
This is real.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, you guys saved some stuff.
Guys, did you hear that we're gonna run out of avocados in 3 weeks because they're shutting down aid
to
all three of the Mexican countries, to three Mexican countries.
Avocados come from Mexicans?
Well, Fox News had a headline the other day on their Fox and Friends in the Morning, which read, Trump shutting down aid to three Mexican countries. Like,
no.
Which three are those? Which three Mexican is? Are you, like, are you counting Puerto Rico as one of those?
The
like,
thing, is, God,
you know that that, that where's that? You know that Mexico that got hurricane. I which one was that?
I hate this world now so much because there's like several people at my you know, like at work and shit that would probably be like, yeah, yeah, I'm glad he's shutting down those three Mexican countries.
Yeah,
I'm like, do you even hear what you, just what said? About? Did you hear what you just said? Like. I'm going to shut down all Colorados in the United States.
Like, it's like when flat earthers are like, there's so many flat earthers around the globe.
Right.
And it's like, say it again.
Slower. But write it out.
Slowly.
Highlight parts of it.
Oh, my God. I haven't paid attention to that, but that's probably what I...
Wake up, Lucas.
You're right. You're right.
All right. Well, do you guys want to hear Sophie's super awesome rap? This is Sophie's. Oh, this is Sophie's intro song. I wish I could find it from last week, but I don't.
I won't talk this time.
I wonder if I could find it from last week.
Sophie, you're about to rap.
Oh, so not this time.
Mom spaghetti.
It took us like six tries last time for it's me to be like, I quit. Just play the recording. But yeah, no.
Oh,
next time.
Oh, you're trying to do it live every time.
Yeah, but I was on mushrooms last week, and there was no.
Oh, you're not
way.
Right now.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're not.
That's the only reason I came.
Hold on,
highlighted everybody. So it doesn't sound delayed at all.
No, it's not delayed.
Okay, so also before this I do this, can we just this like is, acknowledge this can we just like make a pact right now that you guys won't like judge me?
This this was from last week.
Okay.
Sophie was gonna rap. Really so we're just gonna this was the highlights of
Steve. I'm just like blubbering over my words right now.
I'm a piece of shit.
I was really stressed about this.
It's good. It's
That's
real
why I went
good.
The stress spray in the mic.
So
he's broken up with maracas. Finally, he's Mexican.
You're making.
All right, so
is that gonna be the rap?
Yeah, actually, will you?
The rap should be that. That's the chorus. Uh-huh.
Please.
Okay.
Can you just make the music like a little bit louder?
So she can drown out her voice.
Yeah.
It's as loud as it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
God damn it. Why? It's just like 3 minutes of us laughing.
All
right. Maybe I'll All right. put my head back. Like
All right. One
Why?
Side.
You need to be louder. We got to hear your words.
Got to be able to hear your words. Take your headphones off. Maybe hearing yourself in the loop is messing you up.
Yeah.
Is it delayed? It doesn't sound delayed at all.
No, it's not.
No. How do you fucking?
Oh,
wait.
What? Okay, I need to quit laughing.
Here,
I hate everybody so much right now.
No judgment.
Thank you. Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little soapy flavor. Here's the Social Hour news without further ado.
Yonza!
Uh-huh.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that
oh
was actually pretty good.
No,
yeah.
I mean, that was beautiful.
It was pretty. Right.
Which is why you were laughing silently while you listened to
it. It was the laughter of being proud.
I love it. Yeah. It's
that's a thing.
You were, so. You like, Sophie, like, went, she was like almost crushing it every time. All right, we'll play the
yeah, exactly.
The clip Sophie sent me. So this is it, guys.
This is news?
We're going to get...
This is the news thing.
Did you see the... Oh. Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All this stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different thing. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour news without further ado. Let's go over all the news stories that I've gathered just for you.
All right, perfect. What was going through your head making that recording?
I was just like feeling really passionate about a lot of things, and I was like, I've got to put my feelings to paper.
Yeah.
I've got to have the world hear this.
It was good.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically what any artist right now would say.
Who's your number one influencer when you're like, you're rapping, right? So who are you trying to embody there?
Obama.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Oh, dude, God. You're definitely blacker than Obama in that rap.
Oh my God, thank you.
not a compliment.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
We are about to go see us, so yeah. Take it down a notch.
Wait. All right. Yeah. We're about to go see them.
What? Oh, boy.
Wait, no.
This is getting the worst who's on first ever.
Yeah. Come on. Okay. Someone had to do it.
Sophie, are you ready to do the news?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go ahead and get this done.
Okay. So I am glad I made the disclaimer about accuracy not guaranteed because I'm on an actual mainstream news site right now.
Ooh, not BBC.
It's not BBC, okay. Unfortunately. I used all their articles last week.
They only have three.
Yeah, and they're all about Nazis and
Night
Marmite.
Witches.
Okay, four bodies discovered in North Dakota office building. That's kind of interesting. This is an interesting news article that I found just now.
Was there an office shooting?
I guess they were just discovered. Like someone like was like, grab that file for me, and then they pull open the drawer and they're like, oh, four bodies. That is actually the question we should have been asking.
What's funny is that is the old thing about it. Like there's even like an Attell bit about it. It's like no one's ever doing something good when they discover a body.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like no one's it's always, or you know, like or you have to be like an outdoorsy type person, like a jogger, a fisherman, you know, because like I can imagine like office workers being like, you know what's nice about working in an office? I'm never gonna discover a body.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna find an alligator in the water cooler. Nothing like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, anytime you go in the scraggly woods, like Norm MacDonald says, nothing good ever happened to the scraggle. Oh, God, the woods. Not the woods.
Not the woods.
Nothing good ever happens there.
Okay. Do you want the details?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Dead bodies, go.
Okay.
Do we want them?
Play the...
Little bit
of okay. After I... Okay. No, never mind. So, breaking news. Four people were found dead Monday at a North Dakota business in what police are investigating as a multiple homicide. Was four.
I guess that's multiple.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Yeah.
The bodies of
that's,
three
that
men.
That adds up. That's
they're,
good math.
No, they're investigating whether it's multiple.
Yeah.
They're not investigating.
It is North Dakota.
The homicide.
It could have been four suicides.
Would that be called a multiple suicide, right?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
No,
oh
they actually, God, they actually call that the quad suicide.
Quadicide? I don't know.
A great party.
The party to end all parties.
They literally actually died at their Christmas party, and they're just now being discovered.
What?
Jesus
no,
fucking
that's a lie.
Christ.
That's clean, a lie.
Cleaning is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Well, okay, you know when I said I would clean that break room we never use? Well, I didn't. so
yeah. By the way, does turpentine take out bloodstains?
So okay, it was three men and one woman. They were found at
RJR
Maintenance and Management Office Building in Mandan at about 7:30 a.m. It is unclear how they died. Blah blah blah. Investigators are trying to identify the victims. Okay, so they died in an office building and nobody can even identify them?
Who the fuck are they?
It's got to at least be... Well, I mean, it would make more sense if they didn't work there. Because if they did work there and someone was just like, I guess those four people all went on vacation.
Here's what I'm saying. I want to fucking go to these people's Christmas party. If they're so bad, these Christmas parties are so amazing that like people are having so much fun that other people are dying and no one's even noticing.
How off
the chain are these goddamn Christmas parties?
Our Christmas parties are crazy, dude. Four people died last year. Like straight out.
I just need to let you know, Deese, that I did lie that it was a Christmas party. So you're still welcome to go to their Christmas parties, I'm sure, but I don't think they're going to be that off the hook. They posted a...
You're the most trusted news site in this room, and God, we can't even...
lying just to you. Don't, so I am just
don't tell us when you lie. Is that it? That's where
the
it ends.
The ending of the article just says
actually,
that.
They didn't even find anyone. I just made this all up.
I couldn't find anyone.
My computer doesn't even have battery in right now. I don't know what I'm looking at.
That's not a laptop. That's a shoebox.
After I read you the last sentence of this article,
okay.
Can we play a game?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like the two truths and a lie game, except for I'm going to read two news headlines and make one up, and then you... Tell me which one you think is okay.
Because
there's actually no news this week.
Okay.
Except for this is the last sentence of the article.
Nothing happened.
RJR, which is a property maintenance and management company, posted a short statement on Facebook. We will be closed today. I was gonna ask you to play that when I finish this.
That or the Curb Your Enthusiasm. So no, that's I can't read it, but business will be closed today. Is that it? So business as usual over here at the Staple Factory.
All the murdering is gonna be closed for the day. They found some bodies. So
that's all I have to do to get out of work now.
Yeah, just find a body.
Find a body.
That defeats the purpose because it's not hidden anymore.
You gotta hide it. Then at least you know where it's at.
Easter is coming up, and I don't have any Easter egg hunts planned.
That's true.
Oh my god, fun! Dead body hunt.
Yes, let's do it.
I don't know what the fuck are you guys talking. This is sick. You guys are sick.
Dude, everything on CNN is about people being accused of rape, so I have to find
it. It's about getting clicks. People click on rape.
They sure do.
People click on rape. It's a fact, okay? It's just like the shirt I have. Damn it.
All right. What are the two truths and a lie?
Okay, you're going to have to say...
Tell us the lie first.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it.
Thanks, Sophie. Thank you for,
all right, we're gonna play
for ruining my joke.
Okay. Oof, I can't read that.
Is it because it's a lie?
It's because it's a touchy subject.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. I'm getting better. Getting good at it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell who's who.
Really hard. Okay. So, 30-year-old mystery of Garfield phone. We can't count that because I'm reading it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the truth.
Especially when there's better details.
That's like, also very specific. I feel like you didn't make that up.
As you're doing one, though, you should be able to come up with
you,
a pretty
you can
good
be
line.
More vague. You can be more vague in the
yeah, you know. Like Florida man finds crocodile in blender. That's just real. That happened. You can.
Okay, are you ready?
He's like, how else do you make a crocodile shake?
Yeah. Obviously.
Come on.
Okay, you guys. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay,
two
are
truths
you ready
and a
now? Okay.
Two truths and a lie. Six seasons in a movie.
First news story. Russian man found with the bodies of 29 young girls mummified to look like dolls. Next article.
Wait, well, okay. Interested.
Yeah.
Stephanie Meyer announces plans to create a Grey's Anatomy type book. I'm so bad at fake news, you guys.
Type book?
Does that not sound official?
That one's definitely
true. Are you
true.
Bad at fake news or are you just bad at reading? I can't tell.
Thank you, Yanni. That was it. I'm just bad at reading, and now I just also gave it away. Okay, well, here's actually a real article that we can.
Okay,
talk about.
So we're giving up on. We're giving up on
that. You know,
I'll keep that in mind for next time.
You know, to make Fox News, you know what you should do for inspiration is fake news and Fox News. And yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Fake news. I was trying to, like, make it's like an obvious joke that everybody said, so I was trying to, like,
don't belittle yourself. It was a great idea.
It was good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Just make your fake news part the Fox News thing, and ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
God. fucking suck. I can't believe I woke up at 6 p.m. to do this.
I know.
Oh, God.
No, I'm actually really happy to be here. Buy my new book, guys. It's called...
Everybody Clicks on Rape.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. A memoir. Uh-huh. An autobiography.
All right.
Do you have one more?
One more, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Based on the novel push.
Because we got 15 minutes to get to the movie. Well, 20 minutes.
Okay, well, then let's just not.
No, let's do one real quick.
I need to know the news. I don't read.
It's just that this news is so sad. I'm back on BBC.
Yes.
Okay. Meet Mola Mola.
Wait, how sad is it?
It's sad.
Pretty sad, I guess.
Pretty sad. Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Mola Mola. The rhino-sized floating fish head sunbathing on our ocean surface. What? Let's continue. Let's get our tissues and our soft blankets ready. Let's get that water in the microwave for some hot cocoa after. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Sorry. Wait, we keep going. Keep going.
Okay. The Gray family was out on a fishing trip.
It'd be funny if she started over.
Drifting along the southwest coast of Wales, when a gigantic fish leaped out of the water. That fish looked like a freak of nature. It had a fish's head, but the body of a plate. Or
a plate?
A flat board. I thought that they were saying the fish head was there, but it's still alive. It's not as sad, but I like the sad music. Let's keep going.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
As odd as the creature looked, it could soar above the... Wow, they really need to fucking check these before they print them. I'll read the sentence as it's written.
Okay.
As odd as the creature looked, it could soar above the so high into the air that the Gray family had to crane their necks to follow its flight into the sky. This was the strange flight of the Mola Mola fish, or the ocean sunfish.
So wait,
I
got no information.
It's very unclear on this story.
There wasn't a beginning, middle, or end to that.
Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't sad.
I guess it collided with something. Oh, the Mola Mola that collided with the young gray boy was actually relatively small for its species. Indeed, the ocean sunfish grows to become one of the heaviest fish in the world, beaten out only by a handful of sharks and the giant oceanic manta ray. Thanks for specifying. Often, these fish will grow to be about 4,400 pounds or larger. To put that into perspective, just like about how much Sophie weighs on her period. that is as heavy as a rhinoceros. Or slightly heavier than the average car.
Is this news or Nat Geo? Like, what?
Or is it a diary entry? I can't tell.
More like a diarrhea entry. Sophie sucks. Sophie, you suck so hard.
Oh, this also sounds like me. One of the sunfish in the Monterey Bay Aquarium gained 800 pounds in just 14 months and forced the aquarium to airlift the gigantic creature out of its enclosure with a helicopter to be returned to the bay.
Oh, gosh.
Just putting on a little winter weight.
Yeah. I've just been hitting the gym, packing on mass.
Hearing you do that voice makes me feel like I'm on mushrooms.
It's all that water weight, yeah. And then you got that water weight, and then it just bam like that. You lose 800 pounds.
Right.
You guys, I thought this whole time that the koala bear was my spirit animal, but I think this is. And
a sunfish?
Let me read this paragraph.
That you can't even pronounce.
It's a Mola Mola. Is that not?
Can I get what a Mola Mola is, please, Dan, our producer?
Okay. This is why
make up someone. I don't know. What
Dan was here once.
My favorite thing is when I do other shows like radio shows or other podcasts is always try and throw it to the callers. Like, there's never any callers. Like, let's take a call.
To our, our viewers at home. They're not viewers.
Every time, especially if you're doing, like, live radio, it fucks them up. They're like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, let's talk to the callers. Chad from Chatsworth, what do you got going on? And they're like, what? It confuses the host so much.
Did that, when you and I did that podcast with, Andrew,
and Stephen.
It's just like, well, like, it was basically like, it's basically like unusable because first off, you were doxing me the entire time.
I was.
Yeah. You kept saying my phone number, but multiple times. And I'm like,
did I? I don't remember that.
And then when I didn't know what to say, I kept like doing sponsor bits, and I was just like. All right, and this brought
Speaking
to you by
of,
Skillshare.
Lucas's phone number is 50.
I was giving out your phone number.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah, he kept writing down so like the timestamp, and then it got like so bad that he just was like, I can't use that in between. And he was like, I don't even know how I'm going to be able to do this between Lucas throwing out sponsorships that we don't have, that I don't want them to get for free, and Dee's putting out your phone number. And like,
well, so I don't even know how I'm still on this network, because usually when I go on that show, I just like completely burn the studio down. One of the times I was on there, I went for the record for, so there's like four words you can't use on the show.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys guess at which ones they are, but so go ahead and guess.
On any of the shows.
No,
though.
Just their show. Oh, I mean, I can say anything on this, but there's four words.
He told me. So
yeah. I just went for the gusto, and like, they had to censor music like 127 times.
I feel so bad. It was just like,
you're such a dick.
I felt so bad about that show. Just like between you and I, it was just like the worst people to have on.
Right?
Because it's like, just like, yeah, I'm over here just like giving Skillshare free money.
We're just gonna fuck with each other. Yeah.
To companies that have gone out and be like. And make sure to invest in Enron, kids.
Yeah.
random shit.
Their mistake was they told me that I was close to being the most censored person. Like, well, I accept your challenge. I have to go all the way. And then I'm like, if we're doing this, let's just do it. And
you're
then
like,
just,
no, it wasn't a challenge. And you're like, nope, fuck off.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
It is now. Yeah. Like, I think I called Michael. I was on there with Michael, I think. I called him a cunt like 42 times.
Yeah. Michael told me about that, too. Yeah. Yeah. He was
being a cunt?
Yes.
Deez was like, he wasn't even making sense at some point. He just was like, will you pass me that faggot? I mean, beer or something. Yeah. Like, you're just like, not even like fully. And just like. God, I felt like cunt this morning.
Yeah, no context. All right.
Just like the news we read, this podcast had no beginning, middle, nor end.
Sophie, are you done with the news?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to go see us?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Anything closing, guys?
So we don't have to do the compliments this time?
No, we don't have time. We have 10 minutes.
It would take so much
time. I love you all.
420
show. I love you all individually and as a collective. How about that?
I think most of you guys are pretty okay, I guess.
We're all on a show together in the... later in this month. Aren't we? Are we not?
Are we not? Are we?
I think on Weed Day.
Weed Day? Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's 420.
No, it's the 24th. Is it the roast thing?
No, we are. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Sophie's doing that show.
Wow, way to make it real fucking awkward, Luke.
Yeah.
She's definitely pictured.
Well, it's a Saturday, so I figured she was working at the club.
Oh. Didn't you make a poster?
If I was on the show, Deez would have it in his calendar.
Did I put you on the show? Are you on that show?
Don't ask me.
It's literally everybody in the room plus Tony. I'm pretty sure.
I don't
know. What show is it?
At the
High Neighbor?
High Neighbor.
Oh, no. No one asked me if I wanted to be
I don't think I did, because I think you. I figured you were working on a Saturday, and it was like, it's like $25.
Well, that's the thing is, Sophie isn't here. Those were all sound bites doing all of that.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, all right, let's
thank you. That okay. was all right. I definitely left that open.
Guys, thank you for listening to this short but fun episode. And also check out lots of stuff. Just go to the calendar and check out everything that's going on. Thanks for listening to the Social Hour. I've been Deese. For Deese, Sophie, Ronnie, Lucas, thanks guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Thanks, I will be back. I know I'm the most requested guest. You're welcome. All right. And thank you.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Puerto Rico, the Mensch on the Bench, Asians, Miley Cyrus, Crave Bar, Barack Obama, Ireland Baldwin, and the Aquabats. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Everybody clicks on rape.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!